Amen. Thank you for that. Let's take our Bibles, please, and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. I'd like to read a portion of this verse, and then we will go to Leviticus chapter 1. Parents, if you have a child up to the age of 3 and you'd like to take advantage of the nursery, you are more than welcome to do so at this time. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, and also Leviticus chapter 1. We'll be reading verses 2 and 3. First Corinthians chapter 5, the second part of verse 7 reads, "For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us." And then in Leviticus chapter 1, please, and this is where we'll mainly be, Leviticus chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. "Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, if any man of you bring an offering unto the Lord, ye shall bring your offering of the cattle, even of the herd, and of the flock. If his offering be a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will. At the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord." Let's bow for prayer. O God, we bless you and we are thankful for the reminder of your love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. O God, minister to our hearts, we pray once again. As you have done so in song, now within the context of your holy word, we pray that you would speak to our hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. The Holy Bible is divided into two main divisions: the Old Testament and the New Testament. The New Testament is the fulfillment of what was promised within the Old Testament. One of the ways by which a Saviour was promised within the pages of the Old Testament was in and through animal sacrifices. And this is what the book of Leviticus predominantly deals with: sacrifices given to God. The word sacrifice means that which is offered to God. These sacrifices were made by individuals before God in order to receive atonement or a covering for their sin. Now, one of these offerings was called a burnt offering. A burnt offering. This is the first offering recorded here within the book of Leviticus. It is first and foremost because within this offering we will note not only the significance of these offerings but also the importance of these offerings, beginning with the burnt offering. And we will find that as we study this offering here in Leviticus chapter 1, we will see clearly illustrated for us the full sacrifice that Jesus Christ made for all humanity. Our Lord's death was a sacrificial death on the cross. And it's this sacrificial death of Jesus Christ that we remember and honour on Good Friday. To know how a person died is important. It's important. It's of value to us. On a death certificate, at least in this country, it states the cause of death. It states the cause of death. And for us to value this day, we need to consider the cause of death. We all understand, I'd like to think, that Jesus Christ died on the cross. And I think we all understand to a measure that he died on the cross for sin. And Good Friday is a day within the world calendar, within the Western world at least, we focus and we remember the death of Christ. Now it's important for us to really value this day and what it represents. For us to really value this day, it's important that we have a greater understanding concerning the cause of death. What was the cause of the death of Jesus Christ? As we study this chapter, Leviticus chapter 1, we will note in and through this offering that was offered, that question is clearly and precisely answered. I'd like for us to note first and foremost that this offering that is referred to here in Leviticus chapter 1, this offering was a voluntary offering. Note then verse number 3 as we read, it of his own voluntary will. Out of the five main offerings that are spelled out within the book of Leviticus, the burnt offering was one of those voluntary offerings. It was not demanded, it was not commanded. To picture for you and I, concerning the cause of the death of Jesus Christ voluntarily died for our sins. He chose to die. He wasn't forced. He wasn't manipulated. He chose to die out of a love for the world. In Luke chapter 19, verse 10, the Bible reads, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. We too often hear of sad situations where a person has been tragically killed. Or a person has died suddenly, unexpectedly. But the cause of the death of Christ was he willingly died for our sins. And this offering, known as the burnt offering, illustrates that fact. This offering was a voluntary offering. In Hebrews chapter 12, it talks about the Lord Jesus, for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. The Lord Jesus voluntarily died on the cross for our sins. Cause of death, voluntary death. And also in verse number 3, note that this offering that was presented was to be a male without blemish. A male without blemish. The offering was to be without fault. The animal offered as a burnt offering had to be without blemish, without imperfections. In other words, the offering, that animal that was offered, had to be perfect. As much as it could be perfect. No defects. And the logical question is, why? Why? Why an offering without blemish? The Bible teaches us that God has a high standard. God is holy. And God demands holiness. This affirms God's high demand in dealing with sin, that this offering had to be without blemish. My friend, we live in a broken world. The world is broken, full of broken people. We are all blemished with sin. We have all fallen short of God's standard of perfection. In fact, the Bible teaches us, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But Jesus Christ was without sin, and he was willing to become sin for us. And this is why we see within this offering that it was not only voluntary, it was also to be an offering, a sacrifice without blemish. Picturing for you and I that Jesus Christ, without sin, qualified alone in dealing with the sin of humanity. Jesus Christ did not die because he deserved to die. For some crime he had committed. The cause of death is that Jesus Christ, an innocent man, guilty of no crime worthy of death, died for those that are worthy of death. And this is what this sacrifice illustrated, pictured, that offering had to be voluntary, and that offering was to be without blemish, picturing that the holy died for the unholy. The just died for the unjust. The godly died for the ungodly. Jesus Christ, without sin, qualified alone to deal with our sin. It's the cause of death? Voluntary. Cause of death? Innocent. Not worthy of death. But also note then verse number 4, please, of Leviticus chapter 1. In describing the details of this offering known as a burnt offering, it was to be without blemish, it was to be a voluntary offering. And note then verse number 4, it reads, "For he shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him." Within this offering, the individual, that is the person who wants to receive atonement for his sin, would do so, would symbolize this desire by placing his hand upon the head of the animal sacrifice. And this symbolized the transferring of his sin to the animal sacrifice. In other words, the animal sacrifice becomes the substitute for the individual making the sacrifice. Note then verse 4, the pronouns, he, for him, for him. The animal dies in the place of the individual. Jesus Christ died in our place. We deserve to die, for the wages of sin is death. It is appointed unto man once to die. The soul that sinneth, it shall surely die. We deserve to die. And we are dying physically. But God in his love wants to save you from dying spiritually. The sin of this individual was transferred to the sacrifice by the laying of his hand upon the sacrifice. Jesus Christ became our sin substitute. In Romans chapter 5, it talks about God demonstrating, God commendeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Our sin, past, present, and future, was placed on Jesus Christ, and when he was suspended between heaven and earth, he paid the full debt owing concerning sin. Our sin was transferred to Jesus Christ. He became sin for us. In fact, the Bible teaches us Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, the judgment of the law, being made a curse for us. As it is written, cursed. Cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Jesus Christ is our substitute. Cause of death? He died willingly. He died as an innocent man. He didn't deserve to die. He died for those that deserved to die. Now also note then verse number 5. Are you still with me? Look at verse number 5. And he, this is in reference to the individual offering the sacrifice, he shall kill the bullock before the Lord, and the priests, Aaron's sons, shall bring the blood and sprinkle the blood round about upon the altar that is by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. So who kills the sacrifice? The person that offered the sacrifice. The person that offered the sacrifice had the responsibility of killing the sacrifice. I couldn't imagine killing an animal. I don't like cats personally, and I couldn't imagine even killing a cat. Just not in me. Sure, I'm okay squashing a cockroach or a spider. But killing an animal. The one that brought this offering voluntarily had to kill the offering. That person bears the responsibility, listen carefully, bears the responsibility of taking the life of another for his sin. I'm killing you because of me. I'm killing you instead of me. The blood was caught, and the priest would sprinkle that blood over the altar of sacrifice. But the killing was the responsibility of the person offering the sacrifice. My friend, the Bible teaches us in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, for Christ also have once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. How? Being put to death in the flesh, but quickened, made alive, resurrected in the power of the Spirit. The blood of Jesus Christ makes forgiveness possible. See, blood had to be shed within this offering. Jesus Christ died for our sin. His blood was shed for all. And 1 John 1:7 teaches us the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. The killing of the sacrifice was the responsibility of the one making the offering. So that individual that wanted atonement for their sin bore the weight and responsibility that this is going to cost. This is costly. Blood will have to be shed. The cause of death of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, innocent. Was killed by those that deserved to die. It was our sin that nailed Jesus Christ to the cross. For he was without blemish. It was our sin that killed Jesus Christ. No, it wasn't the Romans that really killed Jesus Christ. On the surface, yes. No, it wasn't the nation of Israel in rejecting Jesus Christ that killed Jesus Christ. These were used of God to accomplish his perfect will. No, it was your sin. It was my sin that killed the eternal Son of God. And we are held responsible before God for that fact. That's why the person offering that sacrifice that wanted atonement, cleansing, forgiveness, they had to bear the responsibility of what they are wanting by being the one to kill the sacrifice and to see the blood flow And to see the blood called, and to see the blood sprinkled all over the offering, not a pretty sight. And as the individual that offered that sacrifice would watch the blood flow and would watch the blood being sprinkled all over the offering, as he observed that, the idea is that he would bear the responsibility that it's my sin that the life of the innocent has been terminated. Look at verse number 6, please. Cause of death. Jesus Christ, who was innocent, was killed by those that should have died. Look at verse number 6. Concerning this burnt offering. And he shall flay the burnt offering and cut it in pieces. Wow, Pastor, we're getting detailed here. For goodness sake, you're probably saying, why would you go to this extent? You've taken the life of an innocent animal. You've collected the blood and you've sprinkled that blood all over this offering. Leave it alone. No, then the skin will be ripped off the animal. And then that animal will be chopped into pieces. The animal was stripped of its skin, then cut in pieces. The removal of the outer skin blurred the identity of the animal. Our skin identifies us. The skin removed made this animal, no matter what it was, subjective as to what it was. And then that animal was chopped into pieces. Cause of death. Some people die quickly. Some people die peacefully. We seem to take comfort, I'm not sure exactly why, when we hear to the effect he or she died peacefully. I really don't understand what the comfort is in that at the end of the day. They died. Jesus Christ did not die quickly. Jesus Christ did not die peacefully. Jesus Christ was so brutally beaten to the point of not being recognizable as a human being. That's why that animal sacrifice was stripped of its skin, to blur the identity as to whether it was a lamb or a goat or a cow. It was just a lump of bloody flesh. And then on top of that, chopping that lump of flesh, then you are really in the dark as to what was this.
My friend, that's what Jesus Christ endured for your sin. That's what Jesus Christ endured for my sin. In Isaiah 52 verse 14, the Bible reads, his visage, his outward appearance, his visage was marred more than any man. Remove from your mind this picture of a clean-looking Savior on a cross with a little trickle of blood coming out of his side. Erase that, my friend. The Lord Jesus didn't die quickly. Jesus Christ did not die peacefully. He suffered a brutal death. And this is what this offering pictures. The one that was offering not only had to kill the sacrifice and witness the death of that sacrifice, they had to tear the skin off the sacrifice, then they had to chop the sacrifice into pieces. Picturing for you and I that Jesus Christ was prepared to be made of no reputation. Isaiah, the prophet, as he could foresee the coming Messiah, foretold that this Messiah to come will die a brutal death. Brutal. Cause of death? The cause of this brutal death? Our sin. Our sin. His body was broken. His blood was shed. And then we move on in verses 7 and 8. It talks about, and the sons of Aaron the priest shall put fire upon the altar. Step 1, light the altar. Then lay the wood in order upon the fire. So light up the altar, put wood on the altar, and the priest Aaron's son shall lay the parts, the head and the fat, in order upon the wood that is on the fire, which is upon the altar. Note the order. Fire first, wood second, then the pieces of the offering last but not least. What does this illustrate? Well, Jesus Christ not only died a brutal death, in his sacrifice, Jesus Christ did not die randomly. Jesus Christ did not die accidentally. The Lord Jesus was born to die. That's why he was named Jesus, Savior, that he will save his people from their sins. See, God created the universe with order. And God has provided salvation according to his eternal purpose. When Adam and Eve sinned, God was not caught out by surprise. Oh, well, that's a bit unfortunate. God in his foreknowledge knew exactly what would happen. And that's why in 1 Peter chapter 1 it talks about who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world. Jesus Christ was wholly placed on the altar in the fire. Fire speaks of judgment. That's why the altar was lit first and foremost, because this sacrifice is to appease judgment, the wood, then the offering.
Jesus Christ was wholly placed on the altar, the cross, in order to endure our wrath that sin rightfully deserves. His image was disfigured before the world. He was unrecognizable as a human being on the cross, but his work was ordered by an all-wise God, was ordered by our Heavenly Father in order to provide redemption, forgiveness for the whole world. If we were to write up a death certificate and answer the question, cause of death, the cause of death of Jesus Christ. Number one, he voluntarily died. He was innocent. He didn't deserve to die. Thirdly, he died in the place of those that deserve to die. And number four, he was killed by those that should have died. Number five, he died a horrific death. Didn't die peacefully, he died a horrible death. Number six, his death was planned. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't a freak experience. One in a million of a boat colliding into a pillar and a whole bridge falls down? No! Planned by an all-wise God. And that's why it reads at the end of verse 9. Look at verse 9, please. Concerning this offering. This offering made by fire, this burnt offering. At the end of verse 9, it reads, a sweet savour unto the Lord. This voluntary offering was pleasing. A sweet fragrance. Though to look upon, yuck. Blood, guts, chaos. But the fragrance that came from that sacrifice was sweet. This voluntary offering was well pleasing. You might recall we read Isaiah chapter 53 verse 10. It reads, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. God was pleased with the sacrifice of God the Son. God is pleased, satisfied with the death of Jesus Christ. In the death of Christ, propitiation for our sins has been provided. God the Father is pleased with the sacrifice of God the Son. It's a sweet savour. Salvation from sin is available to all because God the Father accepted that sacrifice. This burnt offering was a sacrifice of the whole animal. Not all the offerings encompass the sacrifice of the whole animal. And that's why this one's called a burnt offering. All of it was sacrificed. And all of it had to be consumed. Picturing for you and I, my friend, that Jesus Christ gave his all. We see within this burnt offering a beautiful picture of Jesus Christ giving his all for you and me. For Well, Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. That's why this is Good Friday. Will you on this Good Friday receive God's gift? See, before a holy God, we are sinful. We deserve eternal separation from God. But the spotless Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, came into the world to save sinners. That's you. That's me. He died in our place. He was killed brutally, butchered. You did it. You did it. I did it. Our sin brutally killed the eternal Son of God. And Jesus Christ willingly took that brutality and was willing to die a brutal death in order to reconcile sinful man, the guilty, to reconcile sinful man with a holy God. Will you on this Good Friday receive God's gift of eternal life? My friend, he is the only acceptable remedy for man's sin. And this offering that is spelled out here in Leviticus chapter 1 spells that out very, very clearly. This is why it's Good Friday. From the death of Jesus Christ, he offers eternal life to all. Nobody is excluded. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus Christ died to save us from our sin. That's why it's a Good Friday. It seems contradictory, doesn't it? Good Friday, the talk about dying, good, nah. In our human minds, but spiritually, yes. Christ died that we might live. And see, that's why the Apostle Paul said he so valued what Christ had done for him that the Apostle Paul said, I die daily. I die daily. In other words, he was saying, because Christ died for me to give me life eternal, I'm willing to live as a dead man to my selfish desires, and I'm willing to live my life for the one that died for me. I die daily. For those of us that are Christians here this morning, could that be said of you and I? I die daily. When God the Son died for you. And my friend, if you've yet to receive Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior, he offers the gift of God, which is eternal life. And by faith, you can receive that gift this day. And therefore, this can truly be a Good Friday for you. Let's bow for prayer.